Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply long live the king. Long live the king. Think of all the terms we use in our everyday language that feature the word king. We consider the lion to be the king of the jungle. When you made it to the top of the food chain, we call you the king of the hill. When you're sitting in the lap of luxury, we're going to say that's an environment fit for a king. In economics, the term is called cash is king. The object of the game of chess is to capture the king. And we're all familiar with King Kong. Yes, my friends and neighbors, king has a permanent place in our society. From our language to many cultures, kings are still influencing the way we live every day. Now, I'd like to submit to you that when you're running your own business, when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a business leader on any level, you're simply a king in training. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and obviously, of course, even though king is a masculine term, I'm including the queens in this as well. When you are running your own business, then you are a king in the making. And there are certain components of a king that when we adopt them into our businesses, they change everything we do. It expands us like never before. Let's outline this in our King acronym. The K says the first characteristic of a king is a king must be kind-hearted. It was King Solomon who said that kindness and faithfulness keep a king safe, and through kindness is his throne made secure. Yes, my friends, even though people would love to be king for the thrill of chopping off somebody's head or issuing a mandate that permanently sentences someone to the dungeon, that's really not the goal of a king. Kings are trained to be merciful, well-mannered, knowledgeable. Their actions are kind and their words are kind. I've got a question for you, my friends. How kind are you? People should like being around the king. They should enjoy his company and his presence, not just because of his position, but because of his disposition. So people should enjoy you, not just because you've achieved a particular rank or status. No, they should not just enjoy your company because of your position. They should enjoy your company because of your disposition. Yes, my friends and neighbors, kings are kind. If you ever want to know how kind you are or how to impact your kindness, just pick up the phone every now and then and have nothing to do with business and see how many people want to engage with you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's not about position, but disposition. That I in our King acronym outlines the importance of increase. What the king has is never enough. The king is dedicated to the expansion of his kingdom. And great business leaders, those who are phenomenal with working with teams as well as building client bases, those individuals have a mind of increase. You remember great kings of old that had a mind of increase and expanded their kingdom, whether we're speaking of Ramses or Alexander the Great or King Solomon or King David. Expansion is the goal of a king. Even in the United States, when our country was first founded, there was a term called manifest destiny. Although we operated only on the East Coast in the original colonies, the goal was to expand from the East Coast to the West Coast. And guess what? America did just that. So by the same token, my friends and neighbors, we must not only be satisfied, we must be energized. We're not seeking just enough for us. We're seeking enough for the kingdom. That means that no, you never have have too many customers? Absolutely. You never have a team that's too large. You never have a group that is too massive that we can't handle. The goal of being a king is to expand the kingdom. I like to challenge you, my friends and neighbors who are residing and listening to this podcast from coast to coast. You've never got enough. That's not the goal. The goal is to expand, because we're not just seeking enough for us. We're seeking enough for the kingdom. Every person on our team can grow as we grow. Every client can receive a better product or service as we grow. So the goal is to get bigger. The other component of a king, that N in our king acronym, is a true king is nation-minded. The king regards his or her kingdom. The king is thinking of the people that are making up the nation. I ask you, when was the last time you thought about your client base, your team, your customers, those who purchased from you 6 months ago, those who communicated with you and joined your team a year ago? When was the last time they received some personal correspondence from you? There are three ways that the king proves he's nation-minded, whether that king is a president or whether that king is called an actual king. First is through legislation. Legislation. You show that you're a kingdom, that you're nation-minded by legislation. If policies don't work, they get changed. That's legislation. If systems don't work, we change them. If things are no longer resonating with the people, we change it up. We mix it up. We do the things that are nation-minded. Legislation is one of the ways to prove that the king is focused on the kingdom. Yes, my friends, it's legislation. Then there is celebration. Think of all the celebrations we've got in the United States alone. You can think of a 4th of July and Memorial Day, Labor Day, every holiday, not just including the religious holidays, but I'm talking about them all. We've got holidays for everything. Nation-minded says you want to have opportunities to celebrate those in the nation. When was the last time you had the opportunity to celebrate your clients, to celebrate your team members, to celebrate those who are every day getting up in the morning with you on their minds? We've got to be able to wake up with them on ours. Then finally, my friends, to be nation-minded not only requires legislation and celebration, it also requires visitation. The king has got to get out. The king has got to leave the palace and the confines of the nice environment that he's in, and he's got to go to the countryside. He's got to go and meet the people. He's got to shake their hands, and he's got to get out. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors. Remember, we say home-based does not mean homebound. We have got to get out, and kings are experts at getting out and meeting the people. Finally, that G in our king acronym says the king must be generous. Yes, must be generous. You know, the mantra of a king is generosity. That's one of the virtues a king has. There are three things that we give to everybody we come in contact with. Kings, first of all, give chances. Kings are merciful. Remember, we said it earlier. They give chances. If somebody messed up on your team, don't worry, my friends. Give them another chance. When a client is dissatisfied and we turn them around, give them another chance to experience the highest levels of customer care and service. We give them another chance. If somebody started with you and they didn't work out and they came back for another opportunity, give them another chance. Kings give chances and kings give choices. Yes, my friends, kings give choices. When you sit down with individuals and you're presenting products and services, one of the greatest things you can do is give a person a choice. You can give them an option to take this path or that path, to go in this direction or that direction. You give choices, and then finally, kings give changes. Yes, my friends, life-changing opportunities. Back in the old days, kings would have contests at the palace, and they would invite people in from all walks of society, no matter where they were born or where they came from, and they would have competitions in archery, in horse racing, in jousting, and others. And those who won those competitions had the ability to be elevated to positions in the palace. Yes, my friends and neighbors, kings give chances. One of the greatest things about what you do all day is that you're giving somebody a chance and a change, an opportunity to change their lives for the better. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends. And if you did, you know I'd like to know. You can leave us a comment or like us on Facebook. And if you're a first first-time listener, contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.